You're listening to ChoChat, the weekly Chinese language learning podcast that breaks down vocabulary and grammar and provides listening practice through natural conversations about culture, trends, and other useful topics.
Each episode is accompanied by transcripts so you can follow along with us. Members also have access to weekly guided readings and weekly grammar lessons. Additionally, if you would like to have personalized one-on-one instruction from Karen, you can book a lesson on iTalki.
To check out free samples or book a lesson, find the links in the description. 我是 Karen.
我是 Baiwei. We are broadcasting from Houston, Texas.
So, Baiwei, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Oh, what did you do?
I played a little frisbee with my dog, had brunch with a friend, relaxed. That was about it. How was yours?
It was pretty good as well.
Did you do anything fun?
Watched Modern Family and rested on my couch.
Ooh, that sounds very relaxing.
The most fun for me, personally.
Indeed. As you can see, Karen and I are excellent conversationalists. We're really good with small talk. And so today, we're going to give you some tips on how to take your Chinese small talk to the next level.
That's right. We're going to cover questions you can ask, such as general questions. How was it? What did you do? Did you have a good time? We're also going to talk about some useful responses that you can say, such as, oh, that's good, or I see.
Okay.
And in the end, we're also going to talk about some sentences you can use in specific situations.
Yes. So you can say the appropriate thing in certain situations, right?
That's right.
It's also those little touches that really, really show mastery of the language too, right?
Yes. All right. So without further ado, let's get right into it. We're first going to talk about questions you can ask people.
Okay.
So the first one, I'm sure a lot of you already know, is 怎么样? What is 怎么样, by the way?
Well, the way I learned it, and I'm still kind of struggling with this, is it can mean, how are you? Like, how are you doing? But it can also mean, how was it? Like, oh, I did a thing. Oh, 怎么样? How was it? Right?
Yes. So 怎么样, when used alone, here is something I will point out that I think some of you might get wrong. When you only say 怎么样, it means how was it? So if you're going to ask somebody how are you, you do not just ask 怎么样. The listener doesn't know what you're asking about. However, if let's say you're having small talk, your friend says, I watched a baseball game this weekend. Then you can say 怎么样. Just by itself, and that means how was it?
Right, and that we know we're talking about the baseball game because of the context of the conversation in this case. But if you say 你怎么样, that's asking how are you doing, right?
That's right. Although it is not as commonly used as in English, how are you?
Right, and this is a big mistake a lot of English speakers make, is they'll learn this phrase and they'll be asking everybody, 你怎么样, 你怎么样.
Okay, so 怎么样 alone means how was it? We can add sections before and after it, mostly before it, to make it a more specific question, such as 你觉得怎么样?
That's what do you think about it, right?
Like, yes.
What's your opinion?
What do you think of it? What do you think about it? 你觉得怎么样? If you are tired of using this one, you can replace 怎么样 with 如何. It's the same, but 如何 is slightly more formal.
Oh, I never knew this word.
You can say 你觉得如何? What do you think?
Oh, okay.
To ask someone else's opinion on something.
Okay.
好, now we can also use 怎么样 to ask how was your, let's say, weekend.
Okay.
How would you say it? How was your weekend?
I would say, 你的周末怎么样?
That is correct. The most natural way, you need to add in a 过的 in the sentence. Okay. So you don't even need to say 你的, your. You can just say 周末过的怎么样. But the 过的 is the natural part that a lot of people are missing.
And just a quick review, this 过 means to pass something, right?
time mostly.
Yes. So it's kind of like saying, how did your weekend pass? It's kind of like that if it's literally translated, but it basically means how was your weekend, right?
Yes. And this rule applies to anything that's a time expression. Weekend is a time concept, a holiday, a festival, a special time period, anything of this nature. It's more natural to add in a 过的 after that event. So, for example, how was your Christmas?
你的圣诞节过得怎么样?
Yes, exactly. How was your holiday?
你的节日过得怎么样?
节日 is usually a festival.
Oh, okay.
You would say 假期过得怎么样?
好的, 假期过得怎么样?
Yes. Okay. So it's more natural to add in a 过的 when asking how was this time? And something else you might add after that, your friend, let's say, went on a trip or did something fun. You can ask them 玩得开心吗?
玩得开心吗? Did you play happy? Just kidding. It's did you have a good time?
Yes.
Right?
Now, since 玩 originally means to play, we also use it for to do anything leisure.
Yes.
So that's 玩. 玩得开心吗? Means did you have fun? Did you have a good time? Let's say you went on a trip and I ask you 玩得开心吗? And what would you respond with?
玩得开心.
Yeah, so I had a good time. 好, let's learn how to say what did you do?
Okay.
The textbook version of it might be 你做了什么?
Yeah.
That's probably not what most Chinese native speaker would say. I would say 你干嘛了?
你干嘛了? Now, this gamma phrase can be a bit problematic in some cases, right? Like I often see it like, I don't know, if to use a real world example that I've seen many times, if like a little brother is pestering a big sister and the big sister would go, Nigama, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is the way I've seen this gamma used mostly is in frustration. So
That's also a great sentence to learn, and we're going to talk about that. To explain this phrase, 干嘛? 干 is the colloquial word for to do. So the formal proper word is 做, but colloquially we use 干. That means to do. Ma is also a colloquial term for what? 什么? So 干嘛 is a very colloquial phrase. 你干嘛了? The 了 is important. This 了 indicates the meaning, what did you do?
Right.
So you have to use the 了 at the end, 你干嘛了? And the example you gave, 你干嘛? No 了, right? That means, what are you doing?
Yeah, like what the heck are you doing? Please stop it. Like
Yes,
that?
like that. Also, intonation helps as well to
Right.
convey your feelings.
Right.
Just to quickly summarize, 你干嘛了? Means,
What did you do on
yes.
your trip at summer camp, whatever it may be?
Yes. 你干嘛? Means,
What the heck are you doing? Stop pestering me. There's another way it can actually be used. And again, this goes into intonation and the way you say it. In a very sort of colloquial way, two friends who are, very good close friends, you can come up to them and say, Nigama, like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? In a friendly way.
It takes some real interactions for you to grasp the feeling of it.
Yeah, and this comes from getting out, speaking with people, seeing it used in the real world. Context is very, very important.
Yes. All right. And lastly, we're going to talk about, did you do anything fun? Well, this one's a bit longer. Unfortunately, there isn't a short phrase for that. You can say, 做了什么有意思的事情吗?
Okay. 做了什么有意思的事情吗?
Well, in real life, we'll probably say a lot faster. So I'll probably say, 做了什么有意思的事情吗？
I'm not gonna try that.
Well, if there is a shorter word, one character shorter, you can also say 好玩 means fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say 做了什么好玩的事情吗? Or just 做了什么好玩的吗?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Maybe you can try that one.
做了什么好玩的吗?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you do anything fun? 好 Now we're going to talk about also questions, but questions you use when something goes wrong. To show that you care, to show your concern. So we previously mentioned that 怎么样 means how was it? 怎么了 means...What's wrong? What happened?
Right.
怎么了? We learned 了 indicates the completion of things. Some people think it's the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is how you can remember it. 怎么了 means what happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. In a sort of concerning way, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so let's say your colleague shows up to work super worried, crying with tears, and you can ask 怎么了?Another one is 没事吧? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. 没事吧? This is a good one to use if you're like playing a sport and someone falls down, scrapes their knee, and you just want to say, are you okay? 没事吧?
Yeah. Even though it literally means you're okay, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's basically saying, because the 吧 is like a suggestive, right? So you're basically saying, no problem, right?
Okay, so 没事吧 means, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
All that. Mm-hmm. 好, if someone got sick, then you can ask, 好点了吗?
好点了吗? Are you getting better?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 好点了吗? You can respond with 好点了, I'm a little bit better. Or 好多了, I'm a lot better. I just thought of another sentence to add with the are you okay?
Okay.
You can also say 还好吗?
Oh yeah, I learned this one before. 还好吗?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
对。
Yeah, so that's actually good. I learned these from playing sports with Chinese people.
Okay.
And I used to alternate these, so I'm not repeating it too much. Because so many times when you're playing sports, you know, people fall down or whatever, you bump into somebody, you know, you say, 没事吧? Or 还好吗?
Yes, these two are pretty much interchangeable.
Mm.
好的。Now, moving on to responses you can use. The first that comes to my mind that inspired this episode is 那就好。
I don't think I know this one.
It means...That's good.
Okay.
But kind of in a reassured way. Like, oh, okay, that's good.
Like relief?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give like an example, like sentence that you would respond with this?
A great example we were just talking about. Somebody fell and you say, 还好吗? And then that person says, oh, 没事没事 I'm good. And then you can say, 那就好.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's good. I'm relieved.
Right. I can think of another example. You go into work and a colleague says, oh, I got in a car wreck this weekend. Oh. And you're like, oh, was anybody hurt? And they say, no, everybody was fine. 那就好.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you were a little bit worried, a little bit concerned, and it turns out everything's okay. You can say 那就好. Or even for smaller things, trivial things. Do you know what time is the meeting tomorrow?And then...
Then they say, there is no meeting. And you say, 那就好.
Okay, so I was thinking about more scenarios, examples to give you guys. And I searched 那就好 on my WeChat chat history.
Oh, brilliant.
And I found a real life example. I asked my mom, 你们那里舒服吗? So...I was asking about the weather. So is it a very nice temperature there? And my mom says, 挺好的呀, pretty good. 今天睡了大半天。I don't know why she said that. She says, I slept a lot today.
Yeah.
So the weather was that good.
I slept for half the day.
Yes. And then I said, 那就好。That's good.
Okay.
So that's a real life example.
All right.
All right, moving on to the next one, which is 这样子.
Oh, 这样子.
Your favorite.
我特别喜欢这个 phrase. I really like this phrase.
When you use it alone, just say 这样子 as a response. That means I see.
I can see how that would be a filler word.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Like, oh, like that kind of thing.
Or, yeah. Okay. Mm. You know, what somebody said something and you want to show that you hurt them, you would say, oh, 这样子.
Okay. So somebody's telling you a story about something that happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to just sit there silently listening. Mm-hmm. You want to give them some feedback that you're hearing them, right? Mm-hmm. Say, oh, 这样子, okay. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
明白.
Yeah, it's the same as 明白, like I see, I understand.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, so let's say today when we actually went to the dog toss and fetch competition,
mm-hmm.
to catch frisbees, and we were asking a lot questions, the people who organized the event, a lot mm-hmm. of questions like, so when is usually the event held? Do you have any trick or tips to train them?
Mm-hmm.
And they explain, they answer your question, you can just respond with, oh, 这样子. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
Okay, 明白了, 这样子. Right?
Yes, okay.
You can kind of interchange those a bit.
Yeah,
right?
明白了 and 这样子 are very similar, yes. All right, next one is 没事,
no problem.
Yeah, 没事 means don't worry, I'm okay, no problem, everything's good. It has a lot of meanings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a very versatile word. Mm-hmm. You can use it in many situations.
Again, somebody fell, you say, 还好吗? They can say, 没事.
Yeah, you can also use it in response to an apology, right?
Oh, yes.
So you're walking in the grocery store, you almost run your shopping cart into somebody else, and you say, oh, 不好意思.
Uh-huh.
They say, oh, 没事.
Yeah, exactly. 好, next one is 别担心,
don't worry.
Yeah, so this is a, it means don't worry.
Pretty straightforward.
Yes, yeah. All right. Okay, 我可以的.
I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. To show people that you've got it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Show them your confidence, your competence. 我可以的. You can also just say it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
下一个是我都好.
我都好, I'm all good. No?
No, that means I'm fine with whatever option.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what I normally use instead of this phrase is 都可以.
Yeah.
It's interchangeable?
对, yes. Okay. You're discussing, oh, where should we go eat? People are offering different ideas, and you can say 我都好.
Oh, I've never even heard this before. I always say 都可以.
Mm.
Or 随便.
Yeah, 随便 is also like... Yes, I'm. I'll go with you guys.
I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can say 我都好，都可以，随便.
Mm-hmm. Which we always love it when we're with a group of people and we're trying to decide where to eat, and everybody feels this way. Isn't that great?
Everybody says 我都好.
And then you can never come to a decision.
随便.
That's what happens when my mom and stepdad come, because they're so laid back. They just,
yes.
Like, oh, whatever you guys want. Whatever y'all want. I'm mm-hmm. like, well.
Okay. Okay, 好的. Yeah, like in English, you might say whatever y'all want. Mm-hmm. But in Chinese, you can just say 我都好.
Okay, 好.
That means I'm fine with whatever.
Gotcha.
Okay, next one is 无所谓.
无所谓. I've heard this before, but I have forgotten the meaning.
It's a little bit similar to 随便. It means it doesn't matter.
Okay. It's also interchangeable with 我都好, or no? Could you use it in that situation?
No.
Okay.
我都好 or 都可以 are a bit more positive. Like you're saying that I will go with what you guys offer.
Okay.
Like I'm not picky.
Okay.
随便 has a little bit more implying that I don't care.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to decide, because I don't care what you choose, where we go.
Right.
So it's less positive, I think.
Okay, yeah. 随便 can be used in a negative way, actually.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't take things seriously, you can also say 他很随便.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. 无所谓 means it doesn't matter. Let's say your family says, what do you guys want to eat? You want to go have brunch or barbecue? I would say 我都好, I'm fine with any option.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say 无所谓, that means it doesn't matter. So you wouldn't really say it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So, see, that's the same feeling
okay.
they carry.
Okay, so in what situation would you use 无所谓?
Let's say if somebody is really hung up on something, did I say that right? And you can say 无所谓啦. It didn't really matter that much, so don't worry.
Okay, so to get just a bit more specific, an example, you have a friend who just had an important job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very self-conscious about how they came across in the interview, and they're picking themselves apart and really worried. You could say 无所谓, it doesn't matter. You're going to get the job anyway.
Yeah. I think 无所谓 is basically the same as it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
好的。
Okay. Oh, in that situation, maybe you also want to say, I'm sure you did great.
Okay. How do you say that?
You can say, 你可以的。
I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
You can do it. 你可以的。
Hmm.
Or, 我相信你很棒。
Hmm.
I believe that you're amazing.
Okay, great.
All right, and last one is 不用了。
不用了。No need or yes. I don't need it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just no need.
No need. So you can use it to say, I don't need it. Let somebody offer you something. Do you need a cup of water?
不用。
A glass of water, sorry. You can say 不用了。I'm okay. I don't need it.
Can you help me figure out when and when not to use the 了? Because I've heard people just say 不用。
They're interchangeable.
They're interchangeable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yes. You can also use it to tell somebody else you don't need to do this. So you can say 不用了.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I also hear people say it when you say 谢谢, they'll say 不用 or 不用谢.
Yeah. So you don't need to thank me.
Yeah.
Or somebody says, I'm going to go get some napkins. And you can say 不用. You don't need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.Cool.
So 不用 or 不用了 means no need. There is no need.
Yeah. Another one similar to 不用谢 is 不用客气, right?
Yeah.
That means no need to be so polite.
You're very welcome. 不用客气.
It's definitely one way Chinese people show their hospitality is, of mm-hmm. course, if you're saying thank you for, you know, inviting me into your home, feeding me food, all that, they'll always say 不用谢, 不用客气. You don't need to thank me. You're totally welcome.
Yes.And that was a great scenario to introduce our next sentence, which is when your friend leaves your home, what do you say?
Let me think.
You'll say bye.
Yeah, I know it's definitely a harder question than that. 一路平安.
You can use that, but only when it's a longer travel back.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. 注意安全. I don't know.
That also works. Okay.
Yeah, because in English, I would say drive safe.
Yes. Okay. So if your friend leaves your house, you can say 慢走.
Oh, yeah. I already knew that. Okay. 慢走, meaning take it easy.
Yeah. Or take care, right? Literally means walk slowly.
Yeah.
In Chinese culture, slow means safety. So by saying walk slowly or leave slowly, we want you to be safe. That's how we show we care.
Oh, is that what it means? Okay.
I think so.
I've always interpreted it as take it easy.
Yeah, you know, sure.
Have a relaxed trip home, not have a safe trip home.
But man literally is slow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I thought that man in this doesn't correlate with safety. It correlates with relaxation.
Oh, maybe that as well.
Yeah, that's the way I've always interpreted it. I don't know.
It might also be don't leave our house so quickly. Take it slowly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's interesting how these phrases get used in modern, you know, in everyday conversation.
Your friend visits your house, you can say 欢迎欢迎欢迎
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, okay. And then your friend says, oh, 谢谢你 Thank you for inviting us. 谢谢你邀请我们来 You can say, oh, 不用客气 You're very welcome. When they leave, you would say 慢走 Take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or 慢点儿 the same.
Hmm. But... Mandiar means slow down.
Yes.
But that can be like a command, like if a kid's running down the hallway, say Mandiar, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But when your friend leaves your house, they know you're not commanding them to slow down.
Okay.
It is a
context.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a small talk sentence like, hey, take it easy. Mandiar. When it's a longer trip, let's say they took the plane to see you and they're flying back. Then you can say 一路平安. Yeah. That's a longer trip.
Right.
Back okay. home.
How?
Safe travels. And finally, we're going to talk about something useful, but hopefully you guys don't need to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Is when someone passes away.
Right. Yeah. This is always actually a tough one for Westerners because in English speaking countries in the West, we literally say, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Chinese people and Chinese culture, I'm sorry is really sort of reserved for when you did something wrong.
Yes.
Right?
You mean 对不起.
Exactly. 对不起 mm-hmm. or 不好意思. That's really reserved for you did something wrong and you need to apologize for that.
Right.
Like you don't apologize for something bad that happened in someone else's life. But I think a lot of Westerners, when learning Chinese, they will just translate it in their head and they mm-hmm. might say 对不起 or something, but that's not appropriate.
对不起 is I apologize. When somebody passes away, you would say 节哀.
Oh, I've never heard this before.
That means my condolences.
节哀.
I.
I. Oh, it's a different character. 节哀.
Yes.
Okay.
So 节哀 is my condolences. I'm sorry for your loss. You can also say 节哀顺便. It's the same meaning, just a longer word.
Okay. So that's when something really extreme happens, like someone dies, right?
Yes. I think only when someone passes away.
Okay. So it's specifically reserved for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about something bad happens in someone's life that is, you know, less than that? Something that in English we would say, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry that happened to you. But it's not serious enough to say, 节哀. What can you say?
We don't really have an I'm sorry.
And you wouldn't say 对不起.
No, you wouldn't say that because okay. that means I apologize.
Okay.
If someone is sad, you ask 怎么了 and they explain what happened. Let's say their family got sick.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say 天哪. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
How is he now? You just ask a very specific question in that situation, but we don't really have an I'm sorry for showing empathy.
Gotcha. Okay. I think that's an important one to get across because I made that mistake many times in my Chinese journey, and I know a lot of Westerners make that mistake too.
You know what's interesting? Speaking of I'm sorry, because I'm a Chinese native speaker, sometimes when people say I'm sorry to me, my first reaction is they're apologizing to me. And then sometimes I have a difficult time recognizing, are they showing empathy or are they apologizing?
Mm.
So I would always respond with, oh, don't be sorry. You don't need to be sorry. But then when I read it again, I realize, oh, they're just showing their empathy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that concludes this week's Chill Chat episode. I hope you guys find some of these sentences useful.
And if you guys want to go back and reference these words, you can find all the words we discussed today, words and phrases, in the transcript in both characters and pinyin.
That's right. And finally, we're going to give a shout out to our new members this week.
好的.
We have Lafa.
Lafa, 谢谢.
And Sasha.
Sasha, 谢谢.
Thank you guys so much. 下次再见啦.
下次再见.